All right. Hey, once again, this is JT Shea. And trying something new here with the old talk show client, trying to see if possibly I can make this work. And let me unmute everybody again because I muted everybody while that played just because. There. Welcome back, everybody. Did everybody hear that okay? Because, again, this is something new we're trying out here for GeekCast 187.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, if you
could hear it.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right. If you heard it, then you heard it. Great. Hey, this is, again, a very impromptu GeekCast. I know it's been a couple weeks since we have one output on the feed, and I apologize for that. Just things happening, things going on. Scott's reorganizing his comic and his work schedule and his life and stuff, as well as stuff going on with Mike with whatever. It's one of those things, you know. You go 186 shows, missing only one or two, and then 2 weeks with nothing. It happens. But this is part of what you just heard is kind of an evil plan I have in my head to use more of the webcomic community and the internet community at large that the GeekCast hopes to serve to help make the show using TalkShoe, as well as just so that way you're having more of an interactive experience, more of a real type radio show experience. But still having the bits that we do, the TBBA spotlights, the interviews, stuff like that, on top of what we've been doing with the live shows, kind of merge them together and see what happens. And part of that was, like, you just heard the GeekCast theme I was actually played now over the talk show so people could hear that, and hopefully it'll also cut down on the editing time. But, we'll have to see how that goes. Joining us on the call in the actual being able to talk to you today is, of course, with Don Griffin from Surfport and Fred. How you doing, Don?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good, going good. How are things over with you've had the new website now for a month or so? A couple months?
Yeah, a couple months.
How's that going? Are you seeing more people reading it there now as opposed to Drunk Duck? Or is it still kind of a mix?
Well, I think it's climbed. I was seeing some steady decline on Drunk Duck over the past 6 months or so. I wasn't really sure why, but shortly after I started the new site, it started to climb again. So I've had the last couple of days have been really good for me, actually.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. We also have online.
I could not tell you why, though.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I said I could not tell you why exactly, but.
Yeah, it's one of them things. It just kind of happens. We also have with us on the phone call a regular on the GeekCast Live, Miss Kate Skakelski from ThinkSync.com. Kate, how you doing? It is Kate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just heard a lot of beeping for the past 10 seconds. I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah, I got the beeping too.
Really?
Okay. I thought maybe my name was censored.
It was like an emergency test from the broadcast system or whatever.
Well, I didn't hear it.
I thought maybe the name Katie Sikowski was like censored on the airwaves.
You're not on the no-fly list, are you? Are you on the no?
No.
Are you sure?
Don't mind me. I'm ducking and covering right now.
All right. Well,
yes,
it's
Katie from ThinkSync and all of that good stuff.
Well, again, I don't know exactly what happened there, but it wasn't me. I swear. Anyway, how are things over at ThinkSync? Are you updating again? I haven't checked in a couple of days. I know that you.
My last update was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm kind of it's not on hiatus. It's just not on an update schedule right now,
gotcha.
And I'm working on starting up another project that will have more of an update schedule.
Excellent. Well, you're in a good, you're lucky this week. I really can't complain about people not updating, as I have not updated myself. So it's all good there. Also, we have Carlisle from Steal This Comic. Carlisle, how you doing, man?
Hello. I'm doing all right.
Good, good, good.
And right now, the good news for me today is that I upgraded finally to the new WordPress 2.71.
Oh, how's that
Thank
working
God.
For you? Is that-
So that actually went by and happened easier than I thought it would, but I'm right in the middle of fighting a losing battle with my comic press upgrade.
Ah. Well, your comic's up there, so is that yesterday's or something else today's?
Yeah, it's got some issues going on right now with it, so hopefully nobody's checking it out live, but hopefully by this time this thing posts and I go to bed tonight, I'll have it all figured out.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. And joining us also is Mr. Haiku Birdie, the man from Jacksonville, the man who speaks only in 575. Well, he types in 575 on Twitter.
That's a misnomer right there. I can speak normally. I just tweet and blog only in haiku form.
Excellent. And we were talking before, which I think might be pretty cool, is those of you who don't know that only get your shallow thoughts from the Gigcast, Miss Christiana Ellis has finished one complete year of daily shallow thoughts. And on the last that's loud. You probably heard that, didn't you?
Heard a little bit.
Yeah, that was my daughter tweeting at me from all of 15 feet away. Yeah. we're a very connected family. It's just wonderful. Anyway, Christiana Ellis finished up a year of daily thoughts on April 15th and has now cease the daily updates. She will still be shallow thoughting, if that's a correct verb, sporadically. And so we may have one here and there on the show. But and I'm actually may for a little bit, because it's been a few weeks. There's a few that I hadn't. May actually throw a few in there now and again from the archives. But since she is no longer doing it daily, it's going to be kind of hard to keep fresh weekly. So those will be going away. But we were just talking in the chat room before we started recording, and what's your real name, Mr. Haiku Birdie? And I know I met you in person, and it's like
you can just call me Birdie.
Birdie, okay. Well, then that's easy. Birdie may actually be stepping up to the plate and doing a few webcomic related haikus, or at least internet pop media, internet night gig type related haikus that we can do on the show. And
No problem.
I think that would be pretty cool. Yeah, we were saying before, is there any subjects or topics? Well, yeah, we'd like to have the topics kind of fit with what we're doing. And what I might actually be able to do is, if we know who we are, this is like on. I love doing live brainstorming. If we know who we're interviewing or what kind of topics we're going to be talking about, I'm thinking you could probably nail, you know, within a 24-hour notice, probably nail out a couple of haikus on any topic.
Oh, you give me 10 minutes, I'll nail out a couple haikus.
Exactly.
I'm retarded that way.
Exactly.
I mean, leotarded, that's the proper term now.
Leotarded?
Leotarded, because retarded offends people.
Right.
You say leotarded now, because that offends nobody, unless you're Olivia Newton-John.
Leotarded? Like,
or if your name is Leo.
Or Leo. So when I'm
saying, leotard, I get it.
I don't.
Leotard.
Leotard, and then let's get physical, Olivia Newton-John. Click. Got it. I'm there. Okay. Sorry. I got to set my brain back to 1980-something. And
as long as one person gets my joke, I win. That's okay.
No, it's one of them nights. It's been one of them weeks. What can I tell you? All right, cool. Yeah, all right, fine. Leotard. I get it. Anyway, so yeah, we were talking earlier again before we started recording. Twitter is a device that lots of us use. I mean, that's like as look at that. You think I planned that? I didn't. I did not plan that. Anyway, I'm getting to see. I got to turn down that little knob, so now we won't hear that until we need to hear that. Maybe.
I had to move my cell phone to the other side of the room so it wouldn't mess with everything. Like 3,000 tweets a day.
Anyway, we're talking about how there's a company called Twitchert or something, which you can actually have any tweet. If somebody like Will Wheaton or something, or even Ms. Kukelski tweets something brilliant, or even a haiku, for instance, gets tweeted, which is brilliant, and you want that put on a T-shirt, you can have that done. However, the problem being is these people are making a profit on other people's work, if you want to call it work. I guess they're typing it and entering it, which makes it their property. Their name is put to it. What do you guys think about that? Is that something you want, like, somebody to put, like, you know, hey, my comic just updated. Check it out at tinyurl.com/whatever. Do you want someone to put that on a T-shirt when it's your work?
They can put it on a shirt, but I better get more than 50 cents for it, because that's the whole deal here, is that if someone buys a shirt with your tweet, they'll give you 50 cents. And you can't, it's not an opt-in. If you signed up for this, like, okay, fine, whatever. You're saying your ideas are worth 50 cents. But you have to actually go in there and put in your Twitter username and password to opt out of it to make sure that no one can
buy. So if you are a member of Twitter, which if, my guess is if you're listening to this, you probably are, you're automatically in this pool of things that people can put on T-shirts. But in order to get paid, I would think you'd have to go sign up.
I think you do, yeah.
Because otherwise, they're not going to know how to...
Twitter...
Go ahead.
Doesn't the terms of service say that you own the rights to everything you post on Twitter?
Yeah, someone actually went through the terms of service and pulled that out. If this company was owned by Twitter, I would not really have that much of an issue because, you know, Twitter can say whatever they want in their terms of service.
And not only that, but Twitter...
Then you can quit Twitter.
The Twitter people would know how to get a hold of you. They could send you a direct message saying, hey, five people thought your LOL, my mom just fell down the stairs, ha, 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 it was a great tweet, and they want to put that on a T-shirt. And they could direct message you. However, if you're not following these people, these tweet shirt people, they have no way to contact you. They don't, because unless you put in your profile, you know, your email address, whatever, which you don't have to do for a public profile anyway,
right.
they can't get a hold of you.
Right.
So that just seems, there's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it exists. I think what you have to do is they want people to sign up for an account and then hope that someone, you know, buys their shirt and then, you know, gets their 50 cents.
Right.
But as it is, they're just taking copyrighted information and offering it for sale for people on a shirt.
Yeah,
either that or you hope that you write stuff that's so unsubstantial that nobody would ever put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, which I'm sure is the case for me. So, yeah. But it's still infuriating in general.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to agree. That definitely makes it's not...
If anyone is following Lem, who is the guy that draws the funny comic, funny-comic.com, he's Happy Mr. Locust on Twitter, and he was the one I actually saw it on there from, but he wrote a complaint letter to them and posted it publicly, and it pretty much summed everything up.
Yeah.
Gary Fleen did the same thing as well. Gary from Fleen.com.
Yeah.
Or org. Fleen.something.
Yeah, there's a guy who does a great job with the whole blogging thing, with keeping things current and just rocking. For years, Fleen has been a great, good friend of webcomics and everything else. Excellent.
And apparently has the coolest mustache.
Really?
It's up there. It's a pretty bushy, broom bristle kind of thing going.
Huh.
I heard it had a life of its own.
Yeah, I can't.
But I'm jealous because I can't grow a mustache to save my life. So
I'm in the process of growing mine.
It's okay, neither can I.
Age will take care of that.
Yeah. Once you're... What's that? Did we lose him? Did we lose everybody? Let's go. What happened? I feel like I'm all alone. Did TalkShoe blip? I bet TalkShoe blipped. Skype has stopped working.
The Twitter. Yes. So, anyone have any really interesting Twitter stories?
It looks like JP hung up on the call, so I don't know if this is being recorded still.
I have that it's still being recorded. Let's just talk amongst ourselves.
All right. We don't need a host.
Why don't we get our Twitters out now?
I'll start on twitter.com/stealthiscomic.
twitter.com/Sikelski.
S-E-K-E-L-S-K-Y. Twitter.com. Oh,
go ahead.
Twitter.com/HaikuBirdie. BIRDIE. Not with a Y.
And I am ZGriff13. GGRIFF13.
And JP, for the
Welcome to TalkShoe. Please enter the call ID.
/JP Shea.
Person who's in the chat room, he's twitter.com/will_yum.
Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not a talk
room, is twitter.com/yum.
We're now joining the call.
Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
You are unmuted.
All right. All I know.
I write haiku about everywhere I go. So I went to a concert last week, and someone I knew was there, and everybody I was making fun of, he said was spot on, and all of his friends were following me.
All right. All I know is that I got to put all you guys in the payroll because that was awesome. That was just our. Skype died on me, and when Skype hung up, what that did, as soon as I logged out of the chat room, the computer speakers, as soon as I hung up on the phone call, the computer speakers kicked in, so I actually could hear you guys. So it was well done. Well done.
You know, only for you, JT, only for you.
That's awesome.
We really don't need you, JT.
I know you don't. Believe me. I've realized that.
Yeah, you must have missed the part where you said, finally.
We can spell Twitter names all night if we needed to.
Let's do it one more time. People I know on Twitter. Twitter.com/TheRealShack. Twitter.com/Oprah. Twitter.
What's it? You know, speaking of Oprah on Twitter, I understand she has like 26,000 people following her and she has yet to tweet. That's what I hear.
That makes so much sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Do we even know it's her?
Well,
I'm pretty certain it's hers.
Yeah, because I think she put it on her show. She actually put out, you know, on the Oprah show. She got 26,000 people following her, and yet she has yet to even tweet once.
So no one poses as her. She can claim it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just started following Bill Amend this week. He appeared on Twitter, but I have yet to see him tweet.
I saw a little bit. Yeah.
Did you?
It's been a minute since he's tweeted last, I think, but that's the right term.
Yeah, well, he's techie enough. He's a big-time tech guy. I mean, you can tell by Jason, the whole Jason character. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got to be into technology and everything. Be able to grasp this.
Well, I think it was a couple Sundays ago where Jason was following his mother tweeting, going up the stairs to check on Jason, and she goes in the bedroom and he's not there, you know, because she was tweeting all the time what she was doing, and basically Jason knew exactly where she was. So he understands Twitter. Hey,
I used to love his references to Mac when he would do the iFruit.
Yes.
I thought that was the funniest thing.
Good stuff.
I ripped off Bill Amend's artwork for all my comics, so I should just stop there.
It harkens back to the Banana 9000, the Burke Breath Bloom County Apple clone computer, the Macintosh computer that was, yeah. Hey, the GigCast actually did receive some email news, or at least one or two pieces. We got an email from Neil. I don't know if this is the Neil that is listening. It might be. Is that you, Neil? Do you do the Crossover Lords? Is that you, Neil? I don't know if it is or isn't, because it's just TV's Mr. Neil. Yeah, but that was there before. Yes, it is him.
Yeah.
See, I did get your... Yeah, there we go. Perfect. He can actually tell me. We can tell what I get wrong with this email. Actually, the Crossover Lord turned 1 year this week. Congratulations. And it's a webcomic crossover series featuring Mind Mistress, the Green Avenger, Mechanical Girl, Lisa Ant, Dead Debbie of Indefensible Positions. Dead Debbie of Indefensible Positions. That's a mouthful. And Dyson. It's over at Drunk Duck at drunkduck.com/crossoverlord. Congratulations, Neil, on a year. That's great. And I hadn't really looked at it before. Looked at it today. And it looking really cool. It looks like it's a fun story, and you can't beat the artwork. And the funny thing is, unless you look at the very top, you can't tell it's Drunk Duck site either. So good job on the website too. That's a bonus. Comments?
The link I'm looking at a Webcomics Nation site here. I'm looking at the wrong site.
Maybe they're on Webcomics Nation as well. We can ask Neil. He's in the chat room.
Is that one?
Well, the link he sent was on Drunk Duck.
If I'm not mistaken, a lot of those people on there are former, like, Comic Genesis people, unless they're still on there. with people I knew back in my Comic Genesis days.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of a neat thing. Actually, real talented people have been doing comics forever since the big boom and beforehand. And so no, one who's a real slacker in the comic community.
Are these comics that are in this crossover, are they still running in their own comics in their own right? Or are these like people that would have given up comics completely if they didn't get together? Because I don't remember following any of these comics before, but I don't know. And he's not answering in the chat room.
Oh, you followed Dead Debbie, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That Dead Debbie. Yes.
Oh, snap. Birdie keeps it real.
Is that the Dead Debbie? Is that the same? Is that her? Is the chat room not working, or has Neil just decided not to play along?
It's slow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous is what it is.
Ants on hiatus. Most of them are still running. I know Mind Mistress has been doing it for like 9-10 years.
Yeah.
And then I know the Green Avenger is on Twitter. I think they're actually on Keen Spot, unless I'm mistaken, which, judging by how many beers I've had, I probably am.
Well, anyway, you can check it out on Drunk Duck, drunkduck.com/crossoverlord. And I appreciate him sending in the news. That's great. Let's see what other news might have been sent in the last couple of weeks that I've... Let's see here. Press release, Aliens Anonymous. What's this? This was from April 10th. That's good enough. Aliens Anonymous, it's on drunkduck.com as well. Aliens _ Anonymous with the capital A's. Lotus Ready, it's a TV show for a cupcake addict, Charles Barr. Anyway, it's a new comic or a comic or I don't know what's going on with it. But you can check it out at drunk.com/aliens_anonymous. Yes. See, this one of the problems of having to run this computer board at the same time is now when I'm looking over there, chat windows are popping up, and I'm like getting. I keep forgetting I'm actually recording this for people to listen to.
Well, we could be your eyes and ears, I think.
Yeah, you could. See, I now. Hold on. Recording. Very professionally, I might add.
La 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 la. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Parks GS, which I believe is Parks GSG. I think that's anyway. Anyway, more webcomic people ask me to test stuff, and I just can't at the moment. Anyhow, Ant is on hiatus. Oh, he did answer finally on Comic Genesis both. Oh. Garrett Williams, his Firefox crash, self-running, so he's not related to talking iPhone phone. Anyhow, all right, let's see what else we got in the old news bag. I promise from now on I will be more organized. I've got my 3 scout fingers up right now. No. Those are too old. 14U Comics. What the hell is that? Dual Convergence. Webcomic site. I didn't check it out, so I don't want to talk about it, but it's at 14ucomics.net by Richard Grisella. Looks interesting. Check it out. All right, so what else is going on out there that we can talk about? What else? Anything else that you guys know? Anything?
Comics related?
Hey, comics related, web comics related, maybe even internet related. I'm wide open.
Rumor has it I have an art show to do next month.
Really?
Ooh.
Where's that?
Yeah, I have an art show. Up in Jacksonville, there's a tiny little lovable gallery called the Bogda.
Uh-huh.
That is, they host an art show every month. And since I know the people who run it, they said, do an art show. And I said, well, I just draw comics and write haiku. They go, well, just put that up. So I spent the last 3 months trying to come up with comics and haiku that I can draw and put on the walls. And I have about 5 pieces done that I need, probably about 40. By the first week of May.
Awesome.
You need to just start framing haikus.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal, yeah.
Print them out in really nice flowing text. And just frame them. Art. Done.
Yeah. It's all hand-drawn as opposed to, like, my tablet comic, so there's a different feel to it.
Gotcha. Well, there's
maybe
always...
a watercolor.
Sure, sure. There's always, I think there's art, I think Twitter itself should be an art form, so you could actually have your tweets, your, you know, like, for instance, you can have do an exhibit on just the tweets you made when you were at MegaCon.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
About Freakazoid, yeah.
I think the whole Freakazoid thing would go over really well. I really do.
Well, that would go great on a t-shirt. I wonder where I can get a t-shirt of my tweets with MegaCon.
I know where you can make 50 cents on a t-shirt that says that.
Woohoo!
Oh, that'll be a dream.
You can get them a lot cheaper at betterwaymerch.com. There you go. I'm plugging another podcaster's other business. Betterwaymerch.com. Betterway Merchandising. That's where we got our GigCast t-shirts for, and they rocked.
Have they added any more stuff? I knew they were still a work in progress when they launched.
You know, they actually were. Let me just take a look right now. Hey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know that they were. They're still closed for making some changes.
We got a splash page.
Yep, but they're.
Does that mean more stuff is coming?
Exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah. No. The t-shirts we got for the GigCast. So just black t-shirts with white ink on them. This is one color, but you're paying like $10 a t-shirt. If that.
Yeah, and there's not a minimum order with them, is there?
Exactly. Like, no, we ordered. I think I ordered four. We ordered four shirts.
Yeah.
And
I may see what they have to offer. I'm going to have a table at SPX in September, so
they're,
I'm not sure what all I'm planning on having at that yet. But
their compact was really good. They have a compact that has like postcards and cards and.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know if they do buttons. There might be buttons, but they do like bookmarks and stuff like that. Scott got the pack, and that was all really high quality stuff. Looked great. Looked absolutely.
I want to go to FTX this year. I might try to take time off work and drive up there.
Yay!
Not as a vendor, but as a guest.
As a guest.
I would
tweet about dirty hipster kids instead of a comic book nerd.
Yes, that's definitely. Definitely the crowd at SPX. Not a lot of people in costume, unless you consider like dressing exactly like an indie kid as a costume, which for some people probably is. Lots and lots of buttons on Messenger.
Oh, I can totally pull that off. I can do lots of buttons.
Lots of bling.
If you don't have any going in, every table has buttons. So.
Yeah. I collected my fair share in high school and college, so.
Yeah, I'm sure if I dug around, I have plenty as well.
I was trying to create button mail armor with as many buttons as I could.
Awesome. one of my highlights from SPX last year was the Timony brothers that do High Moon on Zuda.
Yep.
No, not High Moon. Night Owls, yeah. They had a table at SPX, and they actually had a button maker at the table, so they were making custom buttons for anyone.
That's cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So I have a button from them that has a long of a taco.
Actually, the guy from Dead Winter, I think it was Dead Winter, who was... Go ahead. Are you thinking?
Me?
Yeah. Was Dead Member?
I can't think of his name. Dave Chabay.
Yes, thank you. He was on the panel with us and basically was sitting... He wasn't really... a Nike member, but he was there in that whole group next to KC and stuff. It was really cool. He took one of the Nike stickers.
Well, he was a fun guy to hang out with. We were hanging out at the dinner.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He actually took one of the Nike stickers that we had and made me a button. So he had a button maker right there as well. I'm not sure if he actually had the button maker or just one he could do by hand or something, but it was worked out pretty well because the moon fit right in the button thingy. I was happy. Yay. So hey, this is a little off beat there. Anybody out there seen Monsters versus Aliens? Yet?
Nope, I have not yet.
You know,
either, sorry.
Like I said, a week and a half ago, the kids were. Sorry, I tweeted Webcomic News 91, and Greg Carter tweeted back, "No thanks. I've had all I can stand already." So yeah. So all right, no more news for you. Anyway, my kids were off school, you know, and my daughter was away with her friends on camping for a couple of days. So I took my boy Tig to see Monsters Alien. You know, I think what the hell, you know, I wasn't expecting a lot from it. So we went to the 3D version, and you know, the movie was fine. It was, you know, pretty much what I expected, but the 3D was unbelievable. I mean, really, it was.
Wow.
Well, it starts out with one of them space scenes where you're going through like the rings of Saturn or some planet somewhere. So you get the really huge field of you know, depth of view. I'm thinking, well, this was pretty cool, you know. But it got so good that there's one part we're watching in the movie where I thought somebody stood up in front of me, and I was getting ready, you know, to turn my head to so I could see around the person. It was in the movie. It was, you know, it was then I realized.
Are you sure that's not just your eyes going?
No, maybe, but no, I swear. It was like, I'm like, okay, that's good. That's really, it was one of those far shots where Gigantica is lying down, so you see her, you know, and when someone stands, you know, you forget that she is really, you know, 49 feet tall, whatever. But her ex-fiance, whatever, stands up, you know, in front of the camera. But I thought somebody in front of me stood up, and I was, oh my! So yeah, it's that good. The 3D, they've got it. They've got it nailed. They've got it nailed.
I've actually someone has their speakers on. I hear an echo. No, not anymore.
I heard it briefly too, but it's gone.
Yeah, I've actually never seen a normal type movie in 3D. I don't think. Like, I'm aware of, like, you know, the 3D stuff from TV and whatever, but I don't think I've ever actually gotten to wear the glasses at the theater.
Yeah, the,
Did anyone want to watch the free 3D during the Super Bowl?
No, I wasn't able to get glasses.
No.
But if I'm correct, that was still kind of, was that red-green, or was that still polarized?
That was polarized.
Okay, because I hadn't seen that yet. But I can't.
Everyone got it. I saw it. It was kind of cool.
I can't imagine that it would be as good on a TV screen, where in the movie theater you're in a digital theater, so it's a digital projection. It's funny because the before the movie started, there was a couple of previews for other 3D stuff like Up, and there's another one coming out, Battle for Terra or something, or G-Force, I think it's called, but it's not the G-Force you think it is.
Oh,
I know. I got excited for a second. I'm like, oh, no, it's not. No, none of that. So,
time to hear Birdie cry.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny because the digital wasn't in right. It was screwy. It was goofy. And you could see like half the screen flickering one way and the other half flickering in the other, where it wasn't quite right. And if I finally got it in correctly, and then I was like, wow. It was, I admit, I'm old enough to have seen Jaws 3D in the theater. Okay, and it's nothing like that. And I miss Coraline, which I believe used the same technology.
I love that. I love Coraline.
I saw Coraline.
I didn't get to see it in 3D.
I didn't
see it in 3D either, but I don't think I needed 3D. That was a good movie.
Yeah, but it's just the movie people are trying to think of these gimmicks to get people not to watch the movies at home, to actually go to the theater, and with 3D like that. Yeah, it's so worth going to see. I wouldn't see it in IMAX because IMAX is too interactive for me. You got to turn your head too much and it hurts after a while. I want to just stare at the screen, which is the way I like it. But it's, yeah, they've nailed it. They nailed that 3D. It's absolutely amazing.
3D now, or at least a 3D version
of what?
I think all the new animated movies are all going to have like a 3D version, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
From what I've heard.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go back and take a lot of the old Pixar movies and make them 3D. I mean, they're 3D space anyway. I mean, that's the way they're made, right? They're made in, you know, they're all 3D modeled, and it's only the final output that it was put to, you know, just 2D. You know, so I don't see why they can't go back and do that again. I wouldn't mind.
Do you guys feel we're at a point of, no return when it comes to 2D successful animated movies? You think? I mean, I'm sure there might be one or two.
Are you saying that, like, traditional animation movies aren't going to be as big because of 3D animation?
Yeah, like The Lion King and Prince of Egypt and type, you know, those kind of movies.
I saw some trailers for some actual, like, French movies that are still hand-animated. And yeah, they... Yeah, but they're translating them to English and bringing them out here, but...
You know,
my eyes were hurting because I was taking in the beauty. It was so well.
But it's getting to the point where that's going to be a style decision by the director. It's no longer going to be, I think the mainstream 3D movies are all going to, the mainstream animated movies are going to pretty much be all go straight up animated. I mean, they've got the, we've been watching on the Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon with the Penguins. The Penguins of Madagascar. It's a just a regular half-hour TV show and a couple of 2 15-minute bits. But the 3D in that is perfect. It's seamless. It's not crappy. You know, it's not like some of the 3D cartoons you've got in the late 90s or early turn of the century. You can say that now. Wow.
Are you making fun of Beast Wars?
Yeah,
is
maybe.
Your, is that your sign that Beast Wars?
I think so. Sure. Yeah, I'll go with that. Or. Or the kind of half-assed 3D that they put in, like some of the Marvel Comics ones and the older Transformers, where it's kind of half 3D and kind of not, you know, a few models thrown in there. No, but this, I mean, it's smooth. It looks good. It's as good as the if you compare it to the golden days of cartoons like Bugs Bunny and the Warner Brothers, and now. With the way they have the Madagascar penguins doing their comics, it's that fluid, it's that natural. You don't look at it and go, oh man, that's some lousy 3D. Look at it and laugh because it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at one of those ads for the new or like just the old Pinocchio movie that's coming to Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And just being how impressed I was with that. Yeah. I was more impressed with that than seeing any kind of modern age ads. And I know that's. Showing my age a little bit because I know I was fighting those movies when they were coming out the story and everything, but just looking at back at the old animation cells, the way that they were the way that they had that 2D animation just flow like that, it was just amazing.
Yep, exactly.
I kind of miss that. I mean, obviously it's a more expensive, more labor intensive process.
Well, yes and no. I mean,
animators.
Nowadays, most of the 2D animated movies and TV shows and whatnot, they're all farmed out to like Korea and stuff. I just dropped again, didn't I? Or did somebody else drop? That was me.
Welcome to Talk Shoe. Please enter the call ID, followed by the pound key.
Okay.
Enter your PIN, followed by the pound key. You are now joining the call.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
You are unmuted.
And I mean, even like with a comics medium, how many of you are digital? How many of you, draw by hand?
Same with like stop motion is still around, and obviously there's been more efficient ways of stop motion for a long time.
Yes.
Was the Coraline stop motion?
What?
Was the Coraline been in stop motion?
Yeah, Coraline was.
Yeah. So.
And Wallace and Gromit. You gotta love Wallace and Gromit.
Team America World Police, come on.
Oh, that's puppets. Is that 3D? I guess you could call that 3D. It's it's puppets. Anyway, before I got kicked off by TalkShoe again or Skype again, so technology is working against me tonight.
Technology is teabagged.
Yeah, I heard that part. My speakers kicked in right as you said teabagged. So, yeah. Dungeon Warden, who's in the chat room, said that 3D can't do everything 2D can do. 2D has a style that will always be around in some form. I agree, and that's where it comes back to our saying it'll be a director's choice, a stylistic choice that they want it to look. They want a 3D look, not the computer generated look. So there you go.
Well, doesn't Persepolis traditionally drawn as well? I only read the graphic novel. I never actually saw the movie, but I'm sure it's not the same as Ratatouille, but it was up there.
What's that? I didn't quite hear what you said.
Oh, the movie Persepolis, based on the graphic novel.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I can't say. But
I read the book. I mean, it's traditional 2D, very crude drawings, or not crude, simplified.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
very happy watching a 3D movie. It's when, you know, but again, the hand-drawn stuff, I think, as good as the 3D stuff can get and is going to be, when you look at a still at a 3D, you know, this is kind of like taking it in the other direction. The people that are using the 3D modeling programs to make static comics, be web comics or printed comics, like Dreamland Chronicles or even Crimson Dark, they have their limitations. They don't look, to me, on a still image, they don't look as alive as a 2D image does. So they both the hand-drawn and 3D generated can be used for both movies and comics, you know, still photography or whatever it's going to be, whatever you want to call it. But they can be used for both, depending on how they want to use them. Again, it's getting to a point where it's no longer a technological choice; it's a straight-up stylistic choice. What are you going for? What do you want it to look like? What kind of feeling are you trying to get by the tool? And you use, they're all just tools. But yeah, that's. I'm done.
Yeah, eventually in my comic, I'm hoping to. This is Garrett. Kenny Clark.
Hey, welcome.
Eventually in my comic, I'm hoping to learn Blender enough that I can actually make 3D backgrounds for some of the comics.
Cool.
I think that's keeping the characters two-dimensional.
Well,
very cool.
Sorry.
Again,
apologize.
And everyone's breaking up on me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Again, welcome to Talk Shoe.
I'm like Birdie B. Loudmouth. All right.
Hey, I haven't been able to keep up with this, but maybe one of you people have. Isn't there? There's a cartoonist niece that went missing.
Yes. How about Twitter?
There was click on that, and the page was down when I was looking at it.
So they did a
Amber Alert, right? An Amber Alert, right?
Yeah, it was an Amber Alert.
Yeah, it was someone that collaborated on a comic with Ryan Estrada about poker. I was not aware of the comic comic existence, but
yeah, Frank Frisna, who does Life's a Bluff at lifesabluff.com.
His Twitter says they found her.
Oh, well, okay then.
He updated 34 minutes ago. We found her. She's okay. I just brought her home. We'll post details soon.
Oh, my God. How about that?
Never mind. Forget everything I know about.
Summary of that. She was his niece was 14 years old and disappeared in Colorado somewhere, was coming home from a friend's house. And I guess he was her legal guardian as well. So, you know, he's essentially losing his daughter. But then finding her.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. That was, thanks to Will's42. Will 42, not Willis. Remember, Will. He's not in the chat room, but he's actually on Twitter. He said, why don't you can mention that? I love it when those things turn out good. Turn out for the best.
Thanks to the power of Twitter, we have saved her life.
That's what it is.
I'm going to die
for that. They did make a comment somewhere on the update that I. At first, the news stations were going to take the story, and then so many people like were retweeting it and actually calling up the stations that they eventually aired the story.
Oh, cool!
I don't know if that had anything to do with them finding her or not, but I'll find out all the details tomorrow.
Regardless, you know, it's nice that the when the Twitterverse gets together and decides something needs to be known, it gets known.
Yep. You know, I don't know. It smells like viral ads to me.
suddenly the web number one comic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe my dog goes missing next week.
Bertie can't find his beer, so I want to help Bertie find his beer. Go to thehikeoflife.com and help Bertie find his
it
beer.
It was right there. Can anybody help me find my car keys?
All I'm saying is that if clapping brings back the little fairy, then, you know, adding, following me might bring the dog back.
Amber ale alert.
Amber ale alert, yeah.
And I'm officially going to hell.
Brilliant. Right. No, it's okay. You'll have good company. It's all.
You and I, we're sitting next to each other in hell. I have a drinking buddy in hell. Thank you.
Can save me a seat. I'll be there soon. Whoever gets there first, make a reservation.
I think I'm the youngest, so I'll see you guys. I'll see all of you later.
Yeah. I don't know. With your lifestyle, it could be over quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You and your...
All those ice cream sundaes.
Exactly. Ice cream sundaes and tea. You're in trouble now. A few left turns instead of right turns to the gym. You never know what'll happen. Yeah. Excellent.
So what's been happening?
Oh, just Twitter being fun. And not Twitter, but TalkShoe not working and Skype hanging up on me a couple. Yeah, it's been a great time. I've enjoyed this.
What a party.
The GigCast is going to degrade into a weekly drinking party. We'll just talk about whatever. I think, you know what? I'd be perfectly happy with that.
All good.
Lordy.
I didn't realize you shifted your gig cast up to 10. I would have been in sooner, but
yeah. Well, the TGT podcast was going on at 9, and we weren't able to get together quickly enough to do a joint venture. So we
I'd still like to do that. Actually,
we should.
No, you said venture. You didn't hear the whole thing.
Oh.
What? Oh, no, no.
Joint venture. Marijuana joke.
The GigCast and Night Gig Studios have not endorsed the use of any illegal substances in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, right. Now that's out of the way. Yeah, joint venture. That would be fun. That would be good.
Yeah, Phil said it on Twitter. I'm like, dude, isn't it? It's your birthday today. Why are you on Twitter? You should be, like, drinking.
But you don't have to drink to be on Twitter?
It helps.
It helps, yes. Especially with all the social media.
Exactly. The more you drink and tweet, the more better chance you have of making 50 cents a t-shirt. So keep it up.
You know, I'm still amazed on how many tweets I accomplish while I'm drinking.
Life's simpler with Twitter.
And drinking.
I was going to say, I've made more friends through Twitter than... I don't know, anything else I've ever done in life, you know, joining clubs, going out.
You're supposed to go out.
Now when you're on Twitter,
the party comes to you.
I moved to a different part of Pennsylvania about a year ago, and for the longest time I didn't know anyone here, and eventually through a combination of my comic and Twitter, I was found by another girl that also lives here in Johnstown that was also from the same hometown as me. So that was pretty crazy.
You know, I just went to twitchshirt.com just for the hell of it. Not that I'm endorsing them or not, but they make it sound like it's a big deal. 50 cents per shirt times 4 equals $2 in earnings. That's amazing. They even do the math for you.
While they take home probably 16 of it.
At least it costs them.
They take home $19.50 of it.
Well, I'm assuming the shirt costs, you know, $4 or so.
Exactly.
If that much, I'm sure it's like cafe pressed on. You know,
does that include? Does that include shipping? And, probably not. They make money on shipping too. Yeah. I bet. Although I have to admit that I like the way they do that with the speech bubble thing. I mean, it's a nice looking shirt, but I don't. You know, it doesn't. Yeah.
What I need is Project Wonderful ads on my Twitter site.
Or on your T-shirt. That would be better.
A Project Wonderful ad on your T-shirt. It's on the back. What you should have, the placeholder. It says your ad here.
It's like a sticker. It's like a sticker you put on when someone gives you. It's like, here's a buck. Advertise me.
Your ad here, 50 cents. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure technology will get to a point you can have, like, electronic tattoos. Just that you have the skyscraper spot on the side of your arm or something.
They'll be there soon.
The arm is not utilized enough. You got to do forehead. That is perfect banner advertising space right there.
I'm talking about skyscraper, though. You're talking about, you know...
Just regular banner size.
Like 724 by 80.
Depending on the size of your forehead. I guess it could be labor board if you look at my forehead.
I'm not telling you.
If you got bangs, then you're not going to be getting that much.
Do you ever get the feeling you've lost control of your own podcast? It happens to me a lot.
No, it happens. Give me a 200 by 40 on the back of my neck, and then it'll be perfect if you're in like a subway or something.
I'm thinking there's got to be pricing for how good looking you are.
How much could one of them college girls get for one of them whale tail, tattoos?
The tramp stamp.
Whatever
that's
you want to call
prime
it.
Prime real estate, right?
It
there,
is.
Yeah.
Only in the summertime, though.
I believe they're already.
Not if you're in Florida. That's year round.
Aren't the body modifiers already having like LEDs implanted under their skin already? I mean, for lights and stuff. Because I know they have it. They have infrared ink, where the touch only shows up under black lights.
Them wacky kids and what they do.
I know, crazy. All right, since this is degrading into like chat room stuff, I'm going to think it's time to say goodbye. It's 11 o'clock.
Quickly turn this around if you want.
We could, but you know what? It's 11 o'clock. We've got this is good. This has been a successful test of the GigCast podcasting service. If you consider me being kicked offline twice, and let's see what else happened. I got kicked off twice.
There's still an echo.
There's an echo there.
The loud beeping that we heard during the introductions.
The beep beep beeps you heard. Me playing the wrong clip. It's all good. I'm sure it'll work just fine. Let's see if I can get the end theme to play correctly. And since I haven't actually made the clips I'm going to actually play, I'm not sure exactly when the is going to come. So we can just keep on talking. Until that happens. It's got to be soon, though.
Yeah.
Because there's only three. Well, cause the clip I'm playing is just a template I use. And there's like 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. And at some point, it's got to go into the wonderful ending music by Beatnik Turtle with me saying all the stuff about, this, that, and the other. So while we're waiting for that to happen, I can thank Beatnik Turtle for the music. I can thank all you guys from SteelThisComic.com, from ZorfBurtonFred.com, from. Haiku Birdie, I keep forgetting what's your site?
It's the HaikuLife.com.
HaikuLife.com. We've got ThinkSync. Miss Kate Skakelski's been here, which is great. Vertigo X, which is the host of the TGT podcast, right? And he came in after his podcast, which is awesome. And we got all the other people we talked about before. Garrett, what you do, your comic again is...
KennyChronicles.com.
Kenny Chronicles. Duh. Sorry, it's actually ZFComics.com now that she's no longer on DrunkDuck or with whatever. And TGTWebComics.com for his. What do you want from me? I'm trying to talk quickly, but not too quickly, because eventually it's going to go. Damn, I thought that was going to do it. Okay, it's getting louder. So that means this is JT Schaefer, everybody else, Night Kick Studios, and the GigCast saying until next week, this is Enjoy Your Webcomics. Hit it, Beatnik Turtle.
I love that bass riff, that right there. I'm going to sample that for my rappers.
Yeah, I love that.
This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.
Oh, what a pansy laugh that is.
What?
What was that?